This is CES Tech Talk. I'm James Kotecki, bringing you one of my favorite C-Space studio interviews from CES 2024. I had a lot of great conversations in Las Vegas, and I know you're going to like this one, so enjoy. Welcome back. You're in the C-Space studio with me, James Kotecki. We are together at CES 2024, and we're not alone. We're joined by Neha Singh, the CEO of Obsess. Thank you so much for coming and sharing some insights with us today. Obsess. I love the name Obsess. I'm obsessed with the name Obsess, the best company name maybe of any of the folks that we're going to interview today. But what is Obsess?
So Obsess is an immersive shopping platform. Our mission is to reinvent the online shopping interface. So if you think about any e-commerce website today, right, you have a grid of thumbnails on a white background. Whether you're shopping for fashion, beauty, any category, it's exactly the same as buying toothpaste on Amazon, right? Like the interface looks the same. And this interface was created 25 years ago to sell books, but it hasn't changed since then. So what Obsess is doing is creating immersive shopping experiences that really put the consumer in the experience of the brand in a whole 3D branded environment. So it's sort of like bringing gaming into shopping. So the same kind of interface you play in games, which is full 3D environments, you can browse through them, navigate through them. We are bringing that into shopping. Yeah.
So are we talking about doing that on a traditional flat screen in VR, AR, or all of the above?
All of the above, but the majority of our users are on their mobile devices. So that's where we are mobile first, mobile optimized, and it's all accessible via the web. So you just open a link from Instagram, it'll open right there in the in-app browser and Instagram, or an email, SMS on the website. So it's super easy to access, making VR essentially very accessible to users and to brands. But also, more recently, we launched on the Oculus Meta Quest last year, and we are launching with the Apple Vision Pro in February.
Great. So walk me through maybe a little bit more about what this experience would be like. Maybe, I don't know if you are able to share one specific brand or name, or maybe just generify it for the purposes of this conversation, but I want to buy something that, you're helping to make me obsessed with. What am I actually experiencing?
Yeah, absolutely. So we work with brands from a variety of different verticals. We work with fashion brands like Dior, J. Crew, Ralph Lauren, Crocs. We work with beauty brands like K18, L'Oreal, Charlotte Tilbury. We work with CPG brands. We work with Disney. So to give you one specific example, we launched with Crate & Barrel recently in November, and they created a virtual store that was based on their new flagship store that they opened in New York and Flatiron. And essentially, you know, this is a very fantastical version of that store. It's not like the real store. So you start off with this bird's eye view over Manhattan in the fall, and then you kind of like go in, and then you have this photorealistic environment that is fully created in 3D, where you feel like you're transported into a version of that store instead of just seeing a grid of thumbnails of products. And then you can actually go into the living room and you can see couches, and you can press a button to change the entire color scheme and change its different products. Then you go into the dining room and there's this whole sort of like all the plates kind of flying off the shelves and creating this beautiful tablescape. And then you can actually click on any product and see all the details and add it to your cart right there. So it's a very interactive experience. A lot of experiences also have games where, you know, you're learning about the brand or you're learning about products at every step as you essentially experience the store, and that engages customers even further.
And it seems like that would also have not just the kind of novelty and excitement and intrigue factor, which would all be there, but also utility factor too. So I can literally see how these plates look on this table as opposed to, you know, the traditional e-commerce experience what you're describing, where it's kind of two different squares and it's hard for me to picture what that looks like.
Yeah, absolutely. The contextual piece that this kind of shopping offers is hugely important, because in traditional e-commerce, you're essentially devoid of context. And what that contextual piece also does, another point besides what you mentioned, is sort of it makes you see things that you weren't necessarily looking for. So when you go to a store, that often happens, right? Like you have your shopping list, but you might see something else. In e-commerce, that typically doesn't happen because it's very directed. But here, what we often see is that our average order value from our virtual stores is higher than typical e-commerce, because people might notice something that they weren't necessarily looking for, and then they purchase it.
Can you talk to me a bit more about the psychology, and it may be brand dependent, of, you know, creating something that seems like a store? Because if you're creating what you're talking about, you could theoretically create any kind of environment, right? So with Crate & Barrel, you said it's kind of like their flagship store, but it's a more fantastical version. But it's still anchored in the concept of being a store. Not every brand might necessarily need it to be a store. So how do you think about that psychologically and what you're aiming for there?
Yeah, absolutely. So we want to enable brands to express their creativity in whatever way makes sense for the particular collection, for the particular, you know, season or brand. So we actually do have lots of customers who create completely fantastical environments that don't look anything like their retail stores. We actually launched a virtual store for Taylor Swift as well in November, and that is a Christmas tree farm, which is where like she grew up, and the products are, you basically shop them off.
If my daughter is watching this, she's going crazy right now.
Yeah, check it out on her website. But yeah, we have customers who have created underwater like experiences, okay, and like you can create a planet if you want.
Sure.
Many of our customers, like in beauty, they want to talk about the science behind their products, and so you're in a lab.
Yeah.
So it's totally dependent on what makes sense, and we can also test that with the data that we have, like what works and what doesn't.
And are you the team who's actually, you know, digitally creating the look of this? You have graphic designers or folks to kind of scan products and create three-dimensional models of them? That's what Obsess is bringing to the table?
Yeah, so we provide the software platform that all of this 3D rich technology runs on a web browser.
Yeah.
And we often also provide the services to actually create the environment.
Yeah.
In some cases, our brands might have their agencies do it, or their interior retail designers might do it. Otherwise, we can also do it.
Yeah.
Typically, we get creative direction from the brand, though.
It's interesting what people are able to do even with smartphones these days as far as scanning an object, and then you can have a 3D version of that object on your phone that you can interact with, and it looks really pretty good, right? And maybe for your purposes, you might still need a graphic designer to kind of come over top of that. But as a starting point, it's not bad. So I imagine that there's going to be increased ubiquity for this kind of use case.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we firmly believe that the future of the internet is 3D, because ultimately, you know, our real world is 3D. The reason we are used to these flat screens and has just been because of limitations of technology, right? But now as chips are getting more powerful, GPUs are processing faster, like our digital interface becomes closer and closer to the real world. Real world is, you know, visual, it's all around us, it's 3D, and ultimately our digital interface will become very much like that. And these are all the starting points to that ultimate future where you can now start to easily scan products in 3D. You can have 3D environments that are running on your phone, and ultimately you'll be able to, you know, step into them or augment your reality, which we all, you know, has been over the last like couple of years has been the starting point.
It's interesting to think about, because some people might think about VR as a place to get lost in, right? You put on the goggles and you don't even need to buy clothes or furniture because you live your entire life there. It sounds like what you're describing is maybe something a bit more nuanced and balanced, which is using those environments as a way to bring back to the real world something that you want, and how to create the real life, you know, reality of what you actually might want in your life.
Yes, at the moment, like all the products in our experiences are all physical products. So ultimately what you're buying is something real that you're getting in hand.
Yeah. So we talked obviously a lot about AR, VR. Another buzzword, the buzzword perhaps, is AI here at CES 2024. How are you thinking? Are you thinking about using AI in any interesting or novel ways that you want to highlight?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have actually incorporated Gen AI in our production process of these experiences. So in the cases where we are designing the experiences for brands, what Gen AI has helped us do is we can now create so many options very quickly for brands, and they can be like, okay, I like this, I don't like this, combine things. And before, we had to do all of that in 3D, and doing that in 3D takes much longer. So now if we can actually get that whole process down with the help of AI, you know, and finalize what the brand wants, because, you know, as you even asked earlier, there's so many creative options here. And that has actually cut down our production time and our go-to-market time for virtual stores. And then the other thing that we are using it for is to create more content in stores. So we see from our data that the more content we can add to these experiences, the more higher the purchase conversion rate is.
Yeah.
So for example, like one of our stores is a baby registry. And so there, you can plug your due date and it will use Gen AI to find all the names that are most common for that date and things like that. And so you can imagine the possibilities of what before somebody would have to kind of do manually on the brand side to produce this content. Now it's like all automated and we can make the experience more interesting.
So you mentioned a lot of great brands that you're already working with. So obviously all of this is here. What are you most excited about for what's next? Is there kind of a new, I mean, obviously, you know, Apple's technology is maybe potentially the big one for the year, but is there a piece of technology or a thing that you're kind of waiting to click into place to kind of take you to the next level?
Yeah. So for us, the biggest sort of next big shift in this on the horizon is personalization. Mm. And obviously personalization has been a buzzword regularly in e-commerce, but what it means in a 3D space is that we are, like, you can walk into a virtual store and it could greet you like, hello, James. Mm-hmm. You would have a, you know, products based on what your purchasing history is, based on what your interests have been by browsing other places. And the complexity there is about rendering this dynamically in 3D for every person. Mm-hmm. And so that's a technology we are building now, and that's really ultimately our vision. And whatever ultimate device you will experience that on, we want the experience to be personalized to you. Today, the experience that you get is the same as what everybody else is getting. And that's going to change.
And do you have other human characters, like an AI shopkeeper in there that's going to interact with me? Or is there a philosophy around that? Or is that also just kind of brand dependent?
Yeah, so we actually do, we can do it in a few different ways, but one of the ways that's super successful and people really engage with is having real people there as avatars who are shot on a green screen background. Mm-hmm. And so we often have like influencers or the brand designer like introducing you and welcoming you into the experience.
Oh,
and that gets super high engagement.
Yeah.
And then now what we're also doing is creating more like 3D avatars of you know, influencers who can be in the space. Mm-hmm. We also have AI sales associates who can help you answer questions.
And if you get Taylor Swift in that Christmas tree farm, my daughter will never leave.
That would have been amazing.
And we're looking forward to seeing that. Neha Singh, CEO of Obsessed, thank you for joining us in the C-Space studio today.
Thank you so much, James.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that conversation from CES 2024. That's our show for now, but there's always more tech to talk about. Hit that YouTube subscribe button, leave a comment, follow us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartMedia, or wherever you're getting this show. And get more CES at ces.tech. That's ces.tech. I'm James Kotecki, talking tech on CES Tech Talk.